finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Mrs. Bauer, let me speak to Audrey.
Her well-being is entirely up to you, Mr. Bauer. What we want is a component from the triggering mechanism, the FB sub-circuit board. You give me the component, I give you Audrey.
Stand down, Jack!
Can't do that.
I won't say it again. Drop
Agent
it.
Agent Doyle, I am following orders and exceed your security
agent.
Clearance.
Take him right away.
It's my understanding, Jack, that component holds the key to Russian defense codes.
I need the Chinese to believe that I am willing to go through with this exchange.
I will destroy that circuit board with a concealed charge of
C4. You're going to sacrifice yourself?
Yes, sir, if I have to.
You're asking me to sign off on a probable suicide mission.
Mr. President, you owe me.
I want you to help me retrieve one of those circuit boards.
I'm sending it to your system.
The Russians have been trying to keep that technology out of Chinese hands for years.
You did it for Jack.
But what are the Russians going to say when they find out we just gave it to them?
Well, it's not going to get that far.
You have to tell Buchanan.
Chloe, I want you to stand down on this operation. You've shown me I can't trust you.
First, I want to say that I'm grateful to report that all nuclear devices have been recovered. Based on the intelligence that I've seen, I can say with full confidence that we will lose.
Done!
Right away.
Notify the Senate and the House of the transfer of power and have the SecDef and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs authorize me under the 25th Amendment.
Wayne Palmer just issued a finding allowing Jack Bauer to hand classified Russian technology over to the Chinese in exchange for the return of a covertly held hostage. Bauer has guaranteed that the technology will not fall into the hands of the Chinese.
Even Jack Bauer can't guarantee that outcome.
Tell CTU stop Bauer.
CTU has the signal. They're monitoring the device.
We're set. Let's go.
Doyle.
Noah Daniels is acting president. He wants the operation shut down and Jack brought back to CTU immediately.
Understood.
Don't you move.
Jack.
Slowly, I want you to pull over. Now.
This is going to end badly, Jack. You can't go against the White House.
The following takes place between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m.
Doyle runs across an area of scrubland and onto the busy freeway.
Wait! Wait! Stop! Stop! In pursuit. I need the vehicle. Where's your badge?
Doyle forcibly ejects the driver of the vehicle, throws him to the ground and drives away. A large black SUV moves slowly along a quiet road. Jack, at the wheel, looks up at a forest of electricity pylons. Below him is the freeway. At CTU.
Pressman.
Marlo, it's Doyle. I need to speak with Buchanan.
Hold on. Sir, Doyle's on line one.
Mike, it's Bill.
Do you have Jack in custody?
No, he got the drop on me before I could get the component. I screwed up.
Where are you?
I acquired another vehicle and I'm in pursuit.
Morris, do you have Jack's position?
Yeah, the truck is still embedded in the subboard. He's heading north on the 180.
Copy that.
Mike, Jack's going to disengage that tracker the first chance he gets.
I'll get him before he does.
All right, listen up. Jack Bauer's gone rogue. He has in his possession the FB sub-circuit board. Mike Doyle is in pursuit. He needs all available resources to stop Jack and recover the component before he gives it to the Chinese. Chloe, I need you on task.
You said that...
I know what I said. I need my best people looking for Jack. Can I trust you to help me do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Chloe sets willingly to work. Jack's vehicle pulls off the road and bounces into an enclosure dotted with pylons.
Oh, that's bloody marvellous.
What?
I just lost Jack's signal.
How'd you do that?
I didn't do anything. It just disappeared.
Jack has parked up directly beneath one of the pylons. He gets out of the car. He holds a small object from which he appears to be gouging something out with the aid of a key or a small blade. He gets back into the vehicle and drives away. At CTU, Morris and Chloe continue to monitor their tracking equipment.
There must be something in the transit path.
You don't have to state the obvious, Chloe. I know there's something interfering. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
This doesn't have to be personal. Can we just figure it out?
It's not personal, and I've figured it out. This stretch of road runs right along the main voltage feed for the valley, and Jack is using the power lines as a shield while he separates the tracker from the subboard. Can you keep an eye on things? Can you? I have to explain this to Buchanan.
Milo, who seems to have been eavesdropping, watches Morris go, then approaches Chloe.
Hey, I thought you got sidelined.
Buchanan wants me to help find Jack, which is going to be harder now that he's dumped the tracker.
Did you pull up Caltrans?
Yeah.
I just can't believe that Jack would give up the circuit board to the Chinese.
Jack would die before he gives up that component to the Chinese.
I agree with you. The question is, would Jack give up Audrey's life? Exactly. Look, I'll check the satellites. See if they've restored any coverage in that area.
If you find anything, send it to me, Doyle, and LAPD.
How much farther?
We lost Jack 8 miles north of your current location. We think he used the power lines as a shield while he removed the tracker.
You're headed in the right direction. See if you can pick up a trail.
I'll call you back when I get closer.
Thank you, Morris.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a brief statement, and I will not be taking any questions at this time. The president is en route to Bethesda Naval Hospital and will arrive shortly. The doctors have no idea whether or not President Palmer will come out of this coma in hours, days, or weeks. Vice President Daniels will be addressing the country at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you.
That's all, everyone.
Tom. Yes, sir.
Stick around, I want to talk to you.
All right, sir.
Tom Lennox's expression clouds slightly.
We need to clear the air, you and I. You still have evidence that it hurt me, and I'd like to know what your intentions are.
Truthfully, sir, I haven't given it much thought.
Why don't you think about it now?
All right, sir. It concerns me that you engaged in conspiracy and perjury to achieve political ends. I don't think that's behavior befitting the acting president of the United States.
Tom, the world has changed in the last half hour. Right now, this country above all needs stability. If I'm brought up on charges in the first hours of this presidency, then America's left without elected leadership.
If I might just complete my thoughts, sir, I made that tape both to back you off your challenge to President Palmer, but also to protect me. Now, that was and remains my only reason.
What about forcing my resignation?
It's Wayne Palmer's idea, not mine.
So, you're okay then with me in this chair?
Sir, it's no secret that policy-wise, you and I are in alignment. I just simply hate how we got here.
Now that we are here.
Yes, sir. You have my support.
In the event that we ever get out of alignment, I can't have you holding this evidence over my head.
It's understood, sir. You have my word.
All right, Tom. Glad to have you with me. Now, what do you suggest we do with Karen Hayes? Will she slow us down?
Well, of course she might, but she is smart and she brings balance.
Fine, then she stays.
May I let her know, sir?
Sure. Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Lennox leaves Daniel standing stiffly by the presidential desk. Audrey crouches, staring blankly ahead.
Yes?
This is Bauer. I just passed mile marker 49. I have the subcircuit board with me.
Good. Go east on the 118.
No, from this point forward, we do this my way.
Test me, Mr. Bauer. Yes, I want the component, but Audrey Raines' life means nothing to me.
Listen to me. CTU is looking for me. They want to stop the exchange from happening. I know their satellite coverage. I need to pick the location.
All right. Where?
There's an abandoned motel called the Caldron off of Highway 305.
come through the front door alone. We'll make the exchange there.
We both have a chance to get what we want here, Mr. Bauer. Don't attempt anything foolish. We are leaving now, Miss Rains.
带上车，准备出发。
Cheng walks briskly towards a black limousine. Two of his armed heavies take Audrey by the elbows. Powerless and limp as a rag doll, she is whisked towards the car. 12:10, end of part one. Karen Hayes stands before Daniels.
I spoke with Bill, and he assures me that C2 has deployed all its resources to find Bauer.
I don't want to hear about their assurances, Karen. They let Bauer steal the components, so their assurances mean nothing.
Well, if I may, sir, I could authorize ancillary agencies to join the search. That would increase our chances of finding Bauer.
Do it.
Tom ushers Karen Hayes out of the Oval Office. Daniels remains alone except for Lisa Miller, who walks foxily across to his desk.
Is there anything else you need from me?
Is there anything else I need from you? Let me think. I have the fate of the Western world and the lives of millions of Americans hanging in the balance, and I can't stop thinking about you.
I'm not sure this is appropriate behavior, Mr. Acting President.
Well, there's the phone call to media. Telling the acting president's a dirty old man.
They already know.
She turns into his embrace, and they kiss with a passion which appears heightened by the restraint they are both exercising. They hold each other close.
I would like for you to spend what's left of the night.
I'll go home and pick up a change of clothes.
She smiles gently at him. He keeps a hold of her hand till the last possible moment as she heads for the door. He stands, seemingly surfing a tide of conflicting emotions. Doyle drives his commandeered car beneath the canopy of pylons and cables.
I'm at the Tampa exit by the power lines.
We matched with the last coordinates Morris had before the tracker stopped working.
Mike, it's Bill.
White House is telling me if the Chinese get a hold of this sub-circuit board, we'll have an international incident on our hands.
I know the stakes, Bill.
Have you been able to figure out where Jack's headed?
I'm working on it now.
Doyle crouches down on the rough ground. Fresh tire tracks extend away from the spot.
It looks like he headed east. What's up ahead?
Two state routes, the 305 and the
98. Do you have satellite on both?
No, the radiation from the fallout made that area hard to cover. The 98 has Caltrans cameras. I can check them.
No, don't bother. Jack would know about those. He's on the 305. And check the cell towers in the area. See if you can pick up a phone call between Jack and Cheng. And I think I saw Jack pick up one of the terrorist phones at the warehouse. That might help narrow things down.
Chloe's got that radar system.
Who's that?
Doyle. He thinks Jack's on the 305.
How would he know that?
Figured it out. Chloe. I need you to pull the logs on grid 19-12. Get everything off that cell tower for the last 15 minutes.
What am I looking for?
I think Jack's using one of the terrorist phones that were tagged at the warehouse. Check all outgoing calls.
We'll get it.
What is this?
Those are today's decryption schemes from the cell towers. I'm sending you some scrambled calls. We're looking for a conversation between Jack and Cheng.
Why didn't you speak to me first before overwriting my screen?
I don't know. That's just the way I did it.
Okay. Being a little hostile, aren't we?
Fine, I'm hostile, but I didn't just get there. You pushed me halfway.
You're absolutely right. It's my fault. All my fault.
I didn't say it's all your fault. I said halfway, 50%, 0.5. See, you don't listen to me. That's why I just sent it to your screen.
Hey, what's going on?
My ex-wife is suddenly showing signs of irrational behavior.
Okay.
Do you know how to defrag Huffman keys?
Yeah, why?
Could you help me out with this?
Yeah.
Great, I'll just send the files to your system.
It's a really good idea. Should work with Milo, you know, get cozy.
Could you please stop acting like this? I really hate it.
Why don't you write down the way you want me to act? put it in a file, tab delimited the way Milo loves it, and shove it.
Okay, I'll write it down. The first item on the list would be, don't be such a jealous jerk.
Okay, the day I'm jealous is the day I kill myself. Is there anything else?
How about don't arm nuclear bombs for terrorists? Sorry, I didn't mean that. That's not how I feel.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It just slipped out of my mouth. Morris!
He walks away, leaving Chloe looking penitent. At the White House.
I'll call Mel over at the FBI, get them to share resources with Bill.
Good, and I'll... excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell him I'll be right there. That's strange. Peter Hawk is in my office and he wants to talk to me.
Department of Justice, what is that about?
I have no idea.
Be careful, Karen. He's got a lot of clout on the Hill.
I know. I'll call you.
Karen heads off down the corridor, a bemused expression on her face.
Peter. Early enough for you? So what's going on? It sounded urgent.
You know that I've been interrogating Tom's chief of staff, Reed Pollock, after his arrest.
That must be pleasant.
Pollock's looking at a probable death sentence for his part in the assassination attempt on Wayne Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Out of desperation, he's offering up everything he knows, hoping he'll show some leniency.
And what does that have to do with me?
Not just you. This involves your husband as well. Take a look.
Hawk sets up a laptop with footage of Pollock.
Listen to me, Peter. You and I both know that there are going to be endless hearings looking into how Fayed managed to acquire the nukes.
And you know something about that?
I can give you key information that will help keep blame away from this administration.
I'm listening.
Well, I'm not saying anything until I have some sort of deal.
He's such a weasel.
In writing.
We danced around for 20 minutes, and he said this.
I'm telling you exactly what happened. Bill Buchanan had Fayed in custody, and he let him go.
And where's the proof?
Karen Hayes put it in a blue file over at Homeland. That's a cover-up. And if you don't believe me, I have recorded conversations with Peter Iannone, Kurt Hewig, and Myra Mock. And they will all testify that she sequestered the file to protect her husband.
Do me a favor, Karen. Save me some time. Is it true or not?
The facts are true. But there's no cover-up here, Peter. About 2 years ago, we apprehended Fayed as part of an FBI CTU border sweep. There wasn't enough to hold him. He was one of many, and he was maybe a mid-level player.
And that turned out to be wrong.
Fayed wasn't part of a cell. He wasn't funded. This all happened after he was released.
So why was it blue-coated?
Every year, thousands of suspects are arrested. If there isn't enough evidence to hold them, they're released and blue-coated. That's just standard procedure. The only way to guarantee that no one becomes a threat is to hold everyone and deprive them of their rights and freedom.
All right, Karen, then, if this was a no-fault, why did this carry so much weight with you 12 hours ago? Why did you resign rather than have this come out?
Come on, Peter. We were under attack. There was no way I was going to let this information touch the president or my husband. They needed to lead us through this crisis unimpeded.
Well, here we are, 12 hours later. Palmer's in a coma. The country's in shock after losing over 13,000 innocent lives. And all people are going to be asking is who let this happen?
Well, certainly not my husband. He has devoted his life to this country.
This isn't my call, Karen, but I think you know how this works. Someone's going to have to go down. And the farther from the president, the better.
So what exactly are you saying?
It's going to be either you or Bill. Bill would be my preference. He's lower on the food chain. But you'll do.
Karen gazes at Hawk and then looks away. 12:28. Jack drives the black SUV along a quiet road. pulls in by a low derelict building. He secretes the vehicle behind an outbuilding. Pulling a canvas weapons bag over his shoulder, he gets out of the car, a gun in one hand and a torch in the other, and walks briskly back towards the building. Looking around carefully and flashing his torch into shadowy corners, he makes for the entrance. Pushing open the door, he peers inside and does a sweep with his pistol. Out on the main road, Doyle drives circumspectly. He takes the call.
Doyle?
We found Jack's call to Chang.
What'd he say?
We haven't decrypted it yet, but the triangulation shows he's traveling north on the 305 just like you thought.
Anything between me and Santa Maria?
Some small populated areas in the county, unincorporated.
When does the next one come up?
About 9 miles from where you are now.
All right, check it out, and keep working on that decryption. I want to know what Chang and Jack said to each other.
Okay.
Are we converging on Jack?
Yeah, Doyle's.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi, it's me. Do you have a minute?
No, we're closing in on Jack. What is it?
We have to talk about something. Why don't you call me when you have a few minutes?
Okay. Everything all right?
Just do what you have to do and call me when you can, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Yes.
Well, Doyle's headed in the right direction. He can't be that far behind. We may have a chance to stop Jack before he reaches Chang. He's traveling north on the 305. About there.
You're a second ago, let's say. Hey, let me call you back. CTU made any progress in locating Bauer?
They're closing in, but they don't have him in custody yet. You were right about Hawk, Tom. I need to talk to you.
All right, shoot.
Remember earlier when you threatened to use that information about Faya to damage Bill and me?
Karen, yeah, mea culpa. Why are we dredging this up?
No, Tom. It's not me. It's Reed Pollock. He's looking for anything to bargain his way out of the death penalty.
Well, he can't.
Well, whether he can or he can't, that ship has sailed. Hoth knows now that we released Faya from our custody 2 years ago in Seattle.
Okay. What does Hawk want?
Distance from the presidency.
So, in other words, either you or Bill has to take the blame.
Yeah, but it's more than blame, Tom. There's going to be inquiries, indictments, investigations. Lives will be ruined.
Not lives, careers. Or rather, one career. And it can't be yours.
I can't do that to Bill, Tom. He's my husband.
Well, he can go on being your husband. But he sure can't keep running CTU.
Well, if he goes, then I'm going to resign.
Haven't you already resigned once today? Karen, that's Bill's signature on Fayette's release document. You know, it's over for Bill. It's not for you. I mean, you've got a job here. Just do it.
Tom, how can I ask him to step down?
You don't ask. You simply remind him that the man he personally let out of jail killed over 13,000 people this
Tom,
morning.
Tom, he is not responsible
Karen,
for that.
It doesn't matter.
He has been amazing today.
Look, the only way for you to protect yourself is to leave no doubt in anybody's mind where your true loyalty lies. Now, they got Bill in their crosshairs, okay? You want to stand shoulder to shoulder with your husband? That's your call.
Tom, coldly logical, returns to work. Karen, agonizing, throws him a look. End of part two. Jack, holding the torch in his teeth, appears to be priming some kind of explosive device. Placing the detonator button in his pocket, he presses a button causing a red light to go on the device. He conceals it within the studwork of the dilapidated wall and covers it with a broken panel. 12:33. Jack pulls out his phone and dials out.
Bill Buchanan. If your matter is urgent, please dial 0. If this is not an urgent call, please leave a message at the beep.
Bill, it's Jack. I'm about to meet with Chang and exchange the FB subcircuit board for Audrey. Hopefully by the time you hear this, she'll be safe and in your custody. Bill, I know I promised the president that I would give him confirmation that the circuit board did not fall into the wrong hands. This message is your confirmation. The circuit board will be incinerated in the explosion. The meeting will take place at the Calderon Motel off of Highway 305. Bill, please take care of Audrey. Thank you. You've been a good friend.
Jack paces towards the door, his face sad and deadly serious. 12:38. Bill Buchanan stands finishing a phone call.
All right, Marcio.
Yeah.
You have a second?
What is it, Morris?
I'd like to request a transfer.
Why?
I need to get out of comm.
You want to elaborate on that?
Not really, no.
You and Chloe having a problem?
You could say that, yes.
I really hate to lose you in comm. Can we talk about this in the morning?
Nothing's going to change.
You don't know that much.
I do. Look, please. Figure out where you want to put me. Anywhere is fine. Just get me out of comm.
All right. I'll work something out that... it's good for everyone involved.
Thank you.
Bill watches Morris go and then picks up his mobile phone.
Hey.
I have a minute. Did you want to talk about something?
Bill, the DOJ investigator found out about Seattle when you and Homeland had Fayette in custody.
Found out? It wasn't a secret. We did everything by the book. I can deal with DOJ.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is they're out for blood, Bill. I can't let this touch me.
Touch you? What are you talking about?
Bill,
why is this suddenly an issue? Are you concerned I might implicate you?
No, but obviously there's guilt by association here.
They're looking for a scapegoat.
Yes, the pundits and the press are looking for anything to attack the administration.
What are you saying?
I have to protect the White House, Bill, and in order to do that, I have to distance myself from you.
How are you going to do that? I'm your husband. Are you asking me to resign?
No, Bill. I have to fire you.
It's pressuring you, Karen.
Look, this is the only way this can work. And it has to happen immediately, or I'll be viewed as complicit, and my ability to stay on as National Security Advisor will be undermined.
Undermined? We're talking about the end of my career.
You don't think that I've thought this through?
No, I don't.
You don't think that I don't know what this means to you?
No, I don't.
Bill.
Because the public will make assumptions that don't exist. 13,000 American lives lost. I had the man in custody who was responsible, and I released him. It won't matter that I had no evidence to hold him.
Look, you know how this works. One of us has to take the fall, and it can't be me. I'm too close to the president.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Who is pressuring you, Karen? What are you not saying?
You have to trust me on this, honey. We will get through this, I promise. And I love you, and that's all that should matter here.
Is it?
Yes.
Bill folds up his phone and tosses it onto the desk. Karen dials out again urgently. As the phone in Bill's office rings and he ignores it, Karen's face contorts in desperation. Doyle cruises along a deserted road in his car.
Why is it taking so long with Jack's phone call to Chang?
It just is, Mike. He used a double-length key to slow us down. We're going as fast as we can.
All right, I'm off the highway, mile marker 19, checking surface streets.
12:42. Jack peers out from the darkness of the derelict motel. He calls out on his phone.
Valley Cab Company. Can I help you?
My name is Jack Bauer. I'm a counter-terrorist agent. This is an emergency.
Doyle drives by the motel.
I don't see any sign of Jack. What's further north of here?
Nothing but National Forest for 32 miles.
He could be in the Central Valley by now. Wait, I might have found something. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Doyle, having caught sight of Jack's SUV parked up behind the outbuilding, now pulls off the road and stops. At CTU, Bill walks across the operations room.
Nadia, has Doyle found Jack yet?
Well, he might have a lead. He's checking it out now.
All right. Come with me.
Bill leads Nadia into one of the glass-walled conference rooms. He places the briefcase he is carrying onto the table.
I'm stepping down as director of CTU.
What? What happened?
All I can say is I have to step down.
No, sir, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you quit now of all days?
I'm not quitting. I was fired.
By who?
It doesn't matter. I've contacted division. For now, you're acting director.
Mr. Buchanan, we've been ordered to escort you off the premises.
I know. I'm briefing Ms. Yasser. She's taking over as head of CTU. We'll need one more minute, please.
1 minute.
Sir, we're in the middle of 50 different things here. Why would they do this to you now?
I can't talk about it. You need to accept it and do the best you can.
No, I don't understand why they would fire you. You're the most ethical, dedicated person I've ever known. There's no way you did anything to justify this. Damn it, Bill, what is going on?
It's just politics. Division will be sending over an interim director in the next few hours. In the meantime, you can handle anything that comes up.
What about the extra redundancies and everything else I've had to go through today? I'm not the right choice to take over.
I've lifted all the restrictions on your security clearance. You shouldn't have any trouble running CTU. You are the right choice.
I don't know what to say.
Stay on top of the situation with Jack.
I will.
No one else knows I'm leaving. You have to inform them before it's posted on the internal forums.
I'll tell them.
The guards re-enter. Bill clasps Nadia's hand.
What she said is a lot.
Nadia gazes after him, stunned at this turn of events. Milo works at his desk. Nearby, Morris takes a call.
O'Brien. Yes. Yep. Yep, got it. Door just called in. He's found Jack's truck.
Good, Morris.
What's happening to Buchanan?
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
I'm in charge. Can I have everyone's attention, please? In a few minutes, you're going to be getting a bulletin on your systems. Bill Buchanan has stepped down. Which means that until Division can send over a replacement, he's named me acting director. Nothing will change operationally. Your objective remains the same. Bring in Jack Bauer before he can hand over the component to the Chinese.
Nadia, doing her best to remain calm, walks away, leaving the stunned team struggling to digest this news. 12:47, end of part 3. Part 4, 12:51. Morris stands in CTU, puzzling over what has just been announced. Jack peers from the shadows. Doyle breaks into the CTU SUV and gets out from under one of the seats a small plastic box. He gets out an earpiece.
CTU, this is Doyle. Do you copy?
Doyle, you're on comm. Go ahead.
Do you have anything on satellite yet?
Spotty.
Right, well, I found our truck. Either Jack switched vehicles or he parked it and he's nearby. I'm gonna go look at the buildings.
Doyle snaps a magazine into his pistol and heads off.
All right, there's some infrastructure around. We can check using thermal. Chloe?
I'm on it.
Hang on. We might not need it.
What do you mean?
A limo just pulled off the highway. Redirect all nearby units to my current location.
Okay. Send Alpha and Delta teams to that location. Also send Air 1, 2, and 3 for air support.
All right.
Jack watches from inside the building as the long black stretch limo pulls up. Cheng emerges and looks around. Doyle observes from a mass of shrubs.
Cheng just left the car.
Jack moves around to take cover behind a pillar. Cheng walks up the steps into the building. 12:53.
That's far enough.
Mr. Bauer.
Where's Audrey?
She's in the car. Until I get the components.
Nothing's gonna happen until I see Audrey. I want to make sure she's all right.
Cheng exaggeratedly opens his coat and gets out a walkie-talkie.
Audrey,带进来. She's coming in now.
Audrey Raines is entering the premises. I'm gonna need that backup.
You have the sub-circuit board?
You'll get it as soon as I know she's safe.
Cheng's men march the gagged Audrey up the steps.
进来.
The guards remain outside, pushing Audrey in towards Cheng. Jack casts an emotional look at Audrey.
Take the gag out of her mouth. Wait. I'll do it.
Chew.
Audrey diffidently obeys Cheng and walks across to Jack. She winces slightly as he raises his hand to remove her gag. He strokes her face tenderly.
I'm so sorry.
You can continue this reunion later. How is this going to work, Mr. Bauer?
Audrey walks out of here alone. As soon as I see that she gets down near the bridge, I know she's out of the range of your sniper. Then I'll give you the component.
There's at least 10 guns. I need the field teams.
Let's do this.
I want you to walk past the bridge, 100 yards on the right side of the road. Do you understand? There's a gas station and a cab will be waiting for you. He has instructions to take you back to CTU. You need to go.
Audrey walks away as if dazed and not used to standing on her own feet. Outside are numerous armed men, one of whom turns his sniper's rifle on her.
Right, this is going down now, Nadia. Where are the field teams?
They should be there any minute.
I need to do something now. They're releasing Audrey, which means Jack is about to hand over the component.
Mike, don't let that happen.
Audrey walks away towards the bridge.
Give me the circuit board or I'll kill her.
Jack slowly raises his hands and then stashes his gun in his pocket. Cheng smiles horribly. Audrey remains in the crosshairs of the sniper's rifle. Doyle frets.
Oh, damn it.
As Jack throws the circuit board to Cheng, Doyle shoots the sniper. Jack takes a bullet. Cheng flees. Audrey watches as the CTU teams arrive. Cheng emerges from the rear of the building and climbs into one of three waiting armored vehicles.
Stop.
They power away. A helicopter hovers overhead.
CTU, this is Air One. Do you copy?
Go ahead.
Cheng and his men have escaped. They are in three black Hummers heading north towards the mountain.
Traveling off-road. Pursue and engage.
The Chinese launch a rocket which hits the helicopter.
I repeat, we're going down.
The matte black Humvees speed through the underbrush. 12:57. They split off in different directions. Cheng sits in one, closing his hand around the circuit board and permitting himself the faintest of smiles. Bill Buchanan, his eyes full of sadness, sits at the wheel of his car. Karen gazes sadly at a photo of herself and Bill in happier times. Jack comes to on the floor of the motel. Seeing two Chinese guards nearby, he takes them out. The TAC team now storm the building.
Weapon is down! Who is your commanding officer?
I am, Jack. Stand him up. Where's the sub-circuit board?
Chang's got it. I was set to blow the building and destroy the component until you engage us in a firefight. Here's the detonator. What's the problem?
We don't have Chang, Jack.
What do you mean you don't have him?
The assault teams didn't have time to get into place. We had to make a frontal assault. He must have escaped out the rear. Nadia, did you get that? Chang escaped with the sub-circuit board. We've got a chopper down. We need those other choppers ASAP.
I know. The chopper should be there in 5 minutes. Listen, before they went down, they reported seeing Chang and his men traveling in three black Hummers in the mountains, off-road, traveling north.
Copy that.
Now place Jack under arrest.
Understood.
Is he gone?
Yeah. I gotta take you into custody, Jack.
I had this handled. Why the hell didn't you listen to me?
Audrey is hurried into the building by the troops. Doyle finishes cuffing Jack and leads him out.
Audrey, it's over. It's all right. You're safe.
Help me, Jack. Please don't let them do this to me.
Audrey.
Help me, Jack. Don't let them do
this. Audrey! It's me. I'm right here.
Audrey stares, her eyes fearful and vacant. Realization dawns on Jack.
Do you even know who I am? Sit her down. Audrey. Done something to her. You've got to help her, please.
We will. Let's go, Jack.
Please.
Jack looks on in horror as Audrey huddles in a chair, cowering and twitching and talking to the voices in her head.
My God.
One a.m. The end.
Ruth Badger may wear the shirt of Harry Hill, but she's not for laughing at. If you do, she'll get very, very angry, and your business will probably fold. Don't miss Badger or Bust, new to Sky One, Tuesday at 10. Next tonight, The Others and the Others. Where do Locke's loyalties lie? Life on an island full of people who were once on a plane. Lost is exclusive to Sky One in moments.